This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hoping to have Uncle Corey on with us. Trying to get a... he might be stuck at an airport or something. Our mad black man from Baltimore. I think they're holding him hostage. That's what it is. That's right. He's a Trump supporter, so they're checking him out two or three times there. That's the way I see it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Now, there's two ways to be active in the show. We have a live Facebook feed, so you can head up there if you want to. You can watch live, be part of the conversation. You can, whatever, live feed there. You can talk to people smarter than I am. Or you can head up to the website, therealside.com. We also have a live feed going on there, a live chat room. I can guarantee you there that there are smarter people than I in that chat room. That's an easy one. Okay, the second hour, Dr. Karen Sigmund is going to join us. She's the president of the American Freedom Alliance. And they had their 11th annual awards event the other night. And it was great because they actually honor people who deserve the honor. It's really simple. Not these gratuitous awards. It was the Heroes of Conscience Awards night. They honored David Horowitz, who we had on the show last Friday. And I met him while I was there. And I guess there was over 300 people there. Now, you talk about some people that really, really concerned about where this country is going, really concerned about the safety, our safety. And it was perfect. I don't mean this the way it's going to sound, but it was perfect. In the light of what happened last night, to be able to say, hey, you don't seem to understand what we're doing. You don't seem to understand who and what we're letting in. So we're going to talk about that when she's on. David Weissman joins us, too. He's a writer for the show. He's a writer for the TRS blog website, whatever. He's live from Israel. We're going to talk about the trip by the president, how it was seen by the people there in Israel, how it was received. I think that's a big deal. Now, why do we give these people so much time? I don't know. But I have to because it's kind of like, you know, I hear what they say and I go, is that real? Can that really be happening? So Katy Perry was on a radio show of some kind, and they were talking about the bombers and what took place. And Katy has decided that the way to fix this, the way to make this better, if you got a drink in your mouth, you better put it down or swallow, is to have no barriers and no borders. We just all need to coexist. So I'm wondering if she'd be okay. Is she okay being paid in rubles? Right? Maybe that's what she should be paid in. What do they have in Iran or Iraq? She should go there. See if she can coexist there in the kind of moves that she does and the way she sings. See how that works out for her. See who she calls for help. Call the government there and tell them, you know, as a female, as a woman, as cattle, I need your help. See what they say. Does she realize that she has to be accompanied by one of her male relatives? And on stage, how is she going to do those pelvic thrusts with that, what do you call that thing, burka? With a burka on. Must be pretty tough. Well, she can practice.
You can do it. Nobody will know.
Maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. So, she's on a show. I guess it's called Elvis Duran. I want to play a part of this for you. You got to hear this.
You're afraid, and then you're mad, and then you want to do something about it. And the first thing I thought of this morning was, I can't wait to go to a concert. I just want to prove to the world.
Yeah, I'll show them. I'm a soldier. I'm like a Facebook warrior. And you know, I'm going to show them how courageous I am. I'm going to go to another concert somewhere where it's safe, maybe.
Well, that we need to get together and have festive get-togethers like your tour that you just announced. What are your thoughts on that?
I can't really tell anyone else how they should feel, but I just feel devastated.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So you should. We all should. It's a sad thing.
Yeah.
People getting together for what is supposed to be the...
Now, I'm not making fun of what went down. Just so you're clear. Okay. I mean, what took place the other night was barbaric. It proves no point whatsoever. It was an act committed by a bunch of cowards. And I say cowards, and somebody said I was wrong, because what they do is, in their mind, is courageous. You know, they're going to give up their... No, you know what it is? It's cowards. It's like you boneheads that think you can come and key my car in the middle of the night while I'm sleeping. Oh, what a hero. What a warrior. You boneheads that are out there doing the resist movement, where you have those shirts on that say resist, well, it's at that party. They all go together. You have a black shirt and black pants and a thing around your face. The bandera, you know, we do the whole thing. All you know is you're missing is a boa. A black boa is what you need. Maybe a white one or a pink one. I don't know. But you think you're so... you're cowards. You're covering your face. You're creating chaos. You're cowards. Take the mask off. Go face the face. Look me in the face when you say you do these things. And these stars, they think they're so heroic. Oh, I'm going to go on my tour. I'm not going to let anything stop me from making $3.5 million a night. It's just not going to get in the way.
Elevating.
And you guys give them the power to do this. All right. Already, you started. The first segment, you got my blood pressure up. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Ow. I'm Joe Pesci, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealsci.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live. Lots happening up there. Also on Facebook, on the Facebook, for you older folks. Head over there. There's also a lot happening up there. We have a live, they call it a live feed or what have you. But anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. You're pretty lively there, too, on Facebook. Somebody asked the question, you know, basically, why do we expose Obama and the whole Russian connection and all that? You know what? I agree with you, but here's the deal. Until somebody, look at, when they kept pushing, and I'll get back to the story in a second. When they kept pushing President Trump right, to appoint a special, you know, there's something there. We know there's something there. We got smoke. We must have fire. You somehow involve your people. Good. I would say, you know what? You're right. We need to get to the bottom of all this garbage, okay? We need to make sure that there's no question as to what's going on in this presidency. So I'm going to appoint about a dozen special investigators / prosecutors. That's right. We're going to look into the email situation. We're going to look into the Benghazi situation, okay? We're going to look into how Obama sent millions and millions and millions of billions of dollars to other countries for other reasons. We're going to look into how somehow the Iranian trade went down. You know how we had prisoners waiting to be let go, and they were kind of sort of stuck on the tarmac, but that was just a coincidence until the plane with the money landed. You know how President Obama, what was it? He couldn't wire the money because it was illegal to give the money. So let me see. He had to make the deal. So what did he do? He got money from other countries. He put him on a plane and he sent it there. So he went around the system. Is he allowed to do that as a president? Is he still allowed to break the law? You don't hear anybody talking about that now, do you? And you won't. Because that's their Lord and Savior. That's their God. He could do, they can do no wrong. I mean, these boneheads seriously actually started to reach out thinking that, you know, Obama should take office for a little while until all these investigations are done. They really believe that. Shows you how sick they are. Actually, that's not true. Shows you how ignorant they are. Wouldn't the vice president take control? The duly elected vice president? Since when did the president become appointed by proxy whenever something goes wrong in the White House or the prior president? I don't find that in the Constitution. They want to make it up as they go, partly because they don't know what the Constitution says. They don't know what it is. They think it's a piece of paper. They think it's a piece of paper written by a bunch of old white guys who hated black people. That's all they see that as. Everything in our history is an affront to these boneheads. Everything. I just find it amazing. You know, and God forbid we could ever teach these guys. Really, truly teach these people history. Teach them the Constitution. Teach them truly what the laws are. My God, they might fold up. You talk about, we couldn't be building safe rooms fast enough. We'd have to have a common trigger warning over every station on television. That's the other thing. You want to talk about sickness? I looked at the numbers today as to when we had the issue last night. We had the bombing last night. You know how long it took for mainstream television to start covering them? They were, the first 40 minutes of every one of these shows into the bombings was still about the Russian connection. I don't know what Russian connection they're talking about. I'm still trying to figure this out. I even, because look, in the show that I do, I have to try to look at things from their point of view, don't I? So I'm sitting here trying to figure out if I want to hang the other side, because that's how I go at it. If I want to hang the other side, how do I do that? If I'm sitting here and I want to take on the left, or if I was the left and I want to take on the right, how do I make these connections? How do I tie this together? You cannot do it. There is nothing there. If there was, if there truly was, matter of fact, this is the other thing I love. If the Russians, and it's true, you saw it in a meme, but it's so true. If the Russians truly were able to control our elections, do you think we would have had 8 years of Obama? Seriously. If Mrs. Clinton was so good to them in the beginning, I know that now they hate her, but why would they put her in? Why would they put in the people that they thought would be an asset to them? I know that, and I always say it to you guys, there's 3,000 other shows. Yes, I'll breathe. There's 3,000 other shows dealing with this kind of stuff. And I don't want to be that 3,001th show that's doing the same thing. I just don't want to do it. But I get into this stuff, and you guys send me emails or you make comments, and I'm going, my God, the GOP is not supporting this president. Now, this is common knowledge. Right? They don't have spines. They're afraid. They're wandering around like, oh, my God, what do I vote for? What do I do? How do I push? Do I stand next to him or don't I? They don't even want to be in a picture with the guy. They've got no guts. We've got a bunch of people up there that claim to be Paul Ryan. You guys have heard me say this a million times, and it's funny because I was sitting with somebody today I didn't even know listened to the show. And she said, I've heard you say this. I am 100% on board with you. Paul Ryan is the first wave of progressive Republicans that you're going to see, and it's going to grow. These guys are still running petrified from this president. Now, they're hypocrites, and you and I have elected them. You and I have done this. And I say they're hypocrites because think about this. They get up there. They talk about how much good the president has done. They talk about how much movement they have. They talk about how they're going to be able to now move the agenda forward. And then they won't support the guy that's actually moving the agenda forward, pushing them to move the agenda forward. I've come to the conclusion that when it came to the medical law, and now with tax reform and the budget, he is never looking for the first volley to pass. He's never looking for the first version of it to pass. I believe that because he's a negotiator. You don't negotiate with the bottom line. Nobody ever does. If you've been in business for 27 minutes, you understand that when you're sitting down to a negotiation, if you want $10 million out of the deal, you don't start at $10 million unless you're an idiot. Right? You put more things in the contract. You have throwaways in the contract. You sit there and you go through it and say, yeah, you know what? Okay, I don't need 5 trash cans in my office. I'll take 2. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't need 2 bathrooms in my office. I'll have 1. Maybe you have things you can give away. And that's how it works. That's how you negotiate. Politicians do not know how to negotiate. Obama only knew how to surrender. Look, we got to go for a break. I believe in capitalism. So do you. Hang out. About 3 minutes worth of commercials. We'll be back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Breaking news. Can you keep up with it?
Does it affect you financially?
Yes, you can keep up if you have MarketVulture.com. MarketVulture levels the playing field by providing the same type of service that hedge funds, Wall Street traders, security firms, and government agencies use, but not for thousands of dollars. Try MarketVulture now with a 7-day free trial. Don't worry, zero risk, one-click cancel anytime you want. MarketVulture.com.
Seize the opportunity.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Fire. Going back in. We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, always, always, always a pleasure. If you tell me where you're from, but you got to tell me where you're from. And I will try to call out your name and the place. Kind of hard. I've only got one eye, so it's kind of hard to, you know, read my script and read your comments and what have you. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, so we got a smart butt in one of the. So, what was the War of 1812 fought? We did that a couple of weeks ago. I think we ran that clip where people didn't know when World War II was fought, who was fought against, right? Who won? All of that, and I don't know if it's so much that it's not being taught, because the more and more I look into it. It's not being taught with any fervor. It's not being taught with anybody really having to understand why they need to know it, what the big deal is, right? I mean, it's just interesting. Jocelyn from Alabama, thanks for joining me. Appreciate it very much. I want to get back to Katy Perry, though. We got to talk a little bit about Katy Perry, right? I mean, because these stars or these singers or these... What? Entertainers? I'm not entertained by them at all. So I don't know if I'd call them entertainers. Anyhow. All right. So anyway, so Katy Perry says that she comes on to a radio talk show. Not mine. Wouldn't call her. Wouldn't want her. But she said that on the Manchester Bible... Listen, if we have no barriers, no borders, we just all need to coexist. So I'm wondering if she'll take down the walls around her mansion and allow us to partake of her, you know, living room, televisions, food and refrigerator. Maybe we could do a barbecue out on the lawn. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if she's so in love with these refugees, why doesn't she let them on her property? Like Nancy Pelosi, we need to bring them in. Nancy lives in a mansion. She could put up a bunch of these people. What's the problem? So, you know, I know some of you may want to throw up in your mouth, but, you know, just here's Katy Perry, again, being interviewed on a show called, looks like Elvis Purin. I don't care.
Joe. And you know what? They will continue.
I
love all this too, right? How heroic they are. Oh, in light of all this madness, we're gonna do? We're gonna go back out, go to a show again. How heroic of you!
It's like all the weird stuff that goes around on the internet, which is, you know, sometimes a great place, but an absolute, you know, underbelly mob pit of horribleness.
Right.
I think, like, the greatest thing that...
She makes up words like me.
We can do now is just unite as people, as, like, fan bases, all of it, you know? Because I think, like, there, like, as much, you know, whatever we...
There was so much substance in those 6 or 7 words. You know, like, you know, it's just so much, you know?
Yeah. We say behind people's backs, because the internet can be a little bit ruthless as far as fan bases go, but I think
know.
That the greatest thing we can do is just unite and love on each other and, like, no barriers, no borders. Like, we all need to...
Katie, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll buy you a ticket to Syria, and you go love up on those ISIS fighters. You give them a little hug, a little kiss. Maybe even put on a show for them. They'll be really excited, don't you think? And, you know, with your short blonde hair and your makeup and all of that, I'm sure they'll be very excited about having you around, at least for a few minutes anyway. I mean, there's no sense of reality with these people. There's no connection with the real world. They live in their little worlds. Look, think about something. These are the people that scream about gun laws. They scream about everybody, you know, sharing and taking care of each other. But yet they have millions and millions and millions of dollars. They got people with guns all around them. Right? They're protected 24/7. Give up half your fortune, Katie. You probably could take you could probably feed if you went to the inner cities of Los Angeles and some other places. You could probably feed hundreds of people with just giving up half of your fortune. You know, the words are always there, but the actions are never behind it with these people. But I love, you know what, you know, the best thing we can do is get out there and start singing again. The best thing we can do is get out there and get those concerts going again. The best thing we can do is to make sure that I make at least $2 million a night at these concerts again. Really, seriously. Let's not let them stop us.
Just coexist.
True. And what happened last night gives us all the more reason why we need to have big, fun concerts.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of interesting how that works out.
Well, here, I'm with him, but I want to go a little further with this. I think we should have these big, fun concerts, and we should have a special area for refugees where they can come in, and we all, and Katie, you should start this since you brought it up. You should give them the big hug and the kiss and just a love on them and rub on them. I'm sure they'll be very excited about that. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, bring them in. If you have nothing to worry about, if they're fine, if it's all us on the right, us conservative Christians that are making this a bad thing, well, prove us wrong. You've got the money. Look it. You have got the money and obviously the talent, I think. I don't listen to you. But you could rent a whole stadium on your own. Come on, Katie. Show us you really care. Show us you're real, okay? And you go ahead and you rent the stadium, and you can bring all the refugees in, and you probably could feed them all, right? I mean, I don't know what they eat. I don't know what is it, halal food or whatever. I don't know if that includes hot dogs and hamburgers or whatever. But I'm sure you could do something to make sure they're fed properly, right? I mean, think of all the good you can do in the name of peace. If all they need is a little rubbing on, a little loving on, you got the ability, you got the money, you can pull it off. I love these people.
They try to ruin one, but actually it made the ones in our future more important.
You know, if this gets out to anyone, I just want to say that I love all of you out there, and I just know that, like, some of our...
Isn't this so Hollywood? I just love you all. Thank you so much for coming out. I just love all. I love your money because you bring it to buy the tickets. I love all of you. Don't forget to buy my album. Do they still call them albums? I don't know. It's just so fake. It's so phony. We need to make the best of this. Tell that to the 22 families who lost somebody. How do you make the best of that? They're animals. They're vicious. And then President Trump called them losers, and the left lost their mind. There's the losers. They need to join the group. They are losers. They're cowards.
Fan bases kind of go both ways. You know, Ari's fans are my fans, and my fans are Ari's fans. And, like, we're just all loving on
each other. We're just all one big family. We're all loving on each other. And Ari, the one who has a picture of her. Is that her name, Ari, or something like that? Yeah, she got a picture of her wiping her butt with an American flag. And any one of you boneheads out there who claim to be patriots, who claim to care about, you give her 50 cents or a buck towards, what is it, you can buy these songs on the internet now for 99 cents on iTunes. You buy anything of hers, you're just as guilty as she is. How do you support these people? How do you do it? This is going to be my mantra this year. It's going to be, what are you willing to give up? What are you willing to go without? To stay, you know, some of you, I see you, you're right, you're solid people, you're right about what's going on and what you stand up for. And then I talk to you and you take your kids to Disney because you don't want them to feel bad. Think about that. Think about what Disney is doing to the conservative movement. Think about what Disney's doing on TV. Think about what Disney, the owner of the station, the owner of ABC, the canned Last Man Standing, and you support them. What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to do? If anything, I don't even know if you're really willing to do anything. I remember years ago, my wife and I sitting here and we started talking about this, and it's not a boycott thing. Please don't take this as a boycott thing. I'm not asking you to boycott. What I'm asking you to do is not to line somebody's pockets who not only is not on the same page as you, but is 180 degrees from your page, from your way of thinking, from what you believe in. Why would you do that? This, again, I don't know what her name is. I don't even want to remember her name. Maybe it's Ariana Grande. What a name. It's something like a coffee. Something you get at Starbucks, right? But why would you support her? Why would you take your kids to her concert? Why do you let your kids buy her music? Don't do it. Show, come together and show that you're willing to make it hurt for them. Some of them are willing to wait you out. I mean, look at Target. They lost millions of dollars. And they're still willing to wait it out. Make them wait it out. Make them hurt. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Maybe I'll get through this video. Only a minute left in it. On the other side of the break, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today. Right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today. Today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maraca,
we are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation, seriously. Head up to the website. I don't care if you do it at the website. I don't care if you do it on Facebook. Wherever you do it, just please, please, please be involved. And, you know, if you head up to the website, buy my new book, Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, all the labels given to us by the left. You know the group that doesn't do labels? You know them? They don't like to label people. But they label people all the time. Guys like me. Isn't that so confusing when they tell you they don't do something exactly while they're doing it? It's just like when your parents or one of your parents or somebody, at least they used to do to us in the 70s. I don't know if they do anymore. They got a cigarette in their fingers. And they're yelling at you for smoking. You ever remember that? I remember my stepdad yelling at me, catching me smoking, yelling at me for smoking, but tell me how bad it was. How stupid. It was a bad habit to pick up. Now I'm supposed to respect this guy, and he's got a cigarette in his hand. Right? Don't be an idiot like me. Don't do stupid stuff like I do. I mean, why don't you just say it that way? It makes so much more sense. By the way, James Bond is dead. Did you hear about that? Roger Moore died. I know, he's not the only one. I wasn't a big Bond fan. I watched it because my cousins loved it. I don't know what I was into as a kid. I didn't like any of those movies. I liked always liked funny movies. Anyway, he's dead. Gone. Yeah, I know. I thought Sean Connery would go first. Is he gone? Is he still here? He's still here? Wow. Gotta be propping him up. Anyway, so if you're James Bond fiend, I'm sorry. There will be no reunion. Maybe later on in the afterlife, but no. So where did Katie go? I had her a second ago. There we go. Yeah, so Katy Perry says that all we need. Yeah, I wasn't gonna do this for the whole hour, but it's so much fun. I don't know how, you know, I mean, seriously. I mean, for her part, she said that we're just all loving on each other. And we should just stay loving. All these little catchphrases they use that actually have absolutely no meaning. Right? I mean, seriously. When they're sitting up there going, I love you all, why don't they just tell the truth? You know, what commercials are those you see where, you know, they're sitting at a table, they're at their first date, and the girl says, so will I hear from you again? And he says, well, I'll probably give you a few obligatory calls and leave messages. I'd like to get together with you, but my life is really a shambles. And that, well, you know, wouldn't it be nice if somebody would just say what they mean? Wouldn't it be great if they would just say what they mean up their stage? They don't mean that I love you all. What they mean to say is I love the money that you all give me. That's what they mean to say. They don't love each and every individual person out there. Right? I mean, seriously, how much do they get involved in the stuff? They said they love you all. How much of their money are they giving away? These are the people that scream about the 1%. They are the 1%. I always got a kick out of that. And the ones that say they should pay more taxes don't. They actually hire people to help people help them not to pay more taxes. Right? Who's the liar guy? John Lovitz. There you go. Yeah. Right? I mean, a devout Democrat voted for Obama and was ripping up the people who say, you know what, if you're going to pay more taxes or if you believe in them, pay the more taxes. Don't tell me I don't pay enough taxes. I pay enough taxes. Stop telling me how bad I am. I mean, when you start losing some of the entertainment people, even Matt Damon wasn't happy with what was going down towards the end there with Obama. Very disappointed in what went down. And what a slap in the face for the interviewer, right? She's on his radio show. She says, well, if this gets out to anyone, like, nobody's listening to his show. Poor guy. All right, let's finish it up.
On each other, and we should just stay loving on each other.
So, once again, something as devastating as this actually has so many wonderful things that come out of it.
Yes, 22 dead people. Right. Wonderful. A little early for this, don't you think, buddy? I mean, seriously. And what positive came away from this? How to protect ourselves better? I mean, really, this was a whole switch up on the way they operate. This time, they were waiting for people to leave. They found a soft spot to deal with. Parents that were waiting for their kids to come out. Right? I'm sorry, we're the upside? I don't quite understand.
Believe it or not. And so empower yourself to get out there and live your life and love your favorite music, your favorite musicians, love your Katy Perry.
Tell everyone you love, I love you today.
I love you, Katie.
Yeah, I love you.
Makes me feel so good. How about this? How about you call your legislators and tell them how much you would love for them to come up with a law, to come up with a way to actually protect us? How about we start there? What do you think about that? Think that'll work out well? How about we really start pushing our legislators? Look, I don't care. You want to call them Muslims. You want to call them extremists. I don't care what you want to call them. But here's what we do. You need to start protecting the people that hired you to do the job. You need to start protecting the people that are paying your salaries with their taxes. And this broad brush that we let everybody in, this broad brush that we're our brother's keepers, you know, you Christians who think, who is your brother? Seriously. I could have a field day with this. I know it'd make some people crazy. Right? A Muslim, a Buddhist is not your brother if you're a Christian, because that's not what... Now, he might be your earthly brother, if you would. But the Bible says, my Christian Bible says, you're not part of the family, the Christian family, till you accept Christ. So if you don't accept Christ, how can you be my brother? You're not part of my family. You might be, again, you might be part of the earthly family. But you sure as heck are not part of my spiritual family. Right? We don't have the same father. If you don't believe in a God, and God is my father, how could we have the same father? How could he be part of my family? I'm not going to get deep here with you, but I mean, just think of the basics, will you? Doesn't take, you don't even need a theological degree to figure this one out. It's not that hard. So I'm tired of all this, these kumbaya moments where everybody just needs to get along and just needs to, you know, just needs to forgive each other, bring everybody in a hug. They don't want to hug you. Do you understand that? Isn't that funny how if I force a hug on a woman, I can be brought up on sexual assault? You want to force a hug on the ISIS people. You want to force a hug and love and understanding of people that don't want to be loved. They don't want to be understood. They don't want to be part of your world, if you would. Now, Perry wants no borders, no barriers. And that comes from her staunch opposition to President President Trump, not what she really believes to be true. Right? I mean, think about this. Most people, you talk about being emotional. Most people don't want what Trump wants just because they simply hate Trump. And that's mature. Right? Look, you either want what's right for this country or not. And no matter who's sitting at the in the big chair in the White House, you either want what's right for this country or you don't. It's really that simple. If you want to help us be safe, stay safe, then put your feelings aside for President Trump. And him calling out the ISIS bombers for being losers. Why is that so bad? Somebody really needs to call and tell me, or write and tell me, why is that so bad? We no longer supposed to call things out as they are. We supposed to dance around stuff now, right? And ISIS came out with a statement, and I know I've already heard it on the left. Well, hasn't been verified yet. Well, what's the verification? When two more bombs go off, is that the verification? Is that what the left really needs? And I don't mean this the way it's going to come out. I don't mean to say it this way, but when somebody on the left, when these news commentators who are talking about patience and understanding, when their daughters are killed, raped, or what have you, will it change? Will their mindset change? The UK did something very politically incorrect. They raised their threat rate. And some of the left has even made fun of that. So what does that mean? How high can it go? What more can you do? Well, let me tell you what they're doing now. They've got soldiers walking the streets with guns, with automatic rifles. Yeah, that's right. That's what they've come to. We thought we were past this. We thought we were all past this. The countries were living in peace or better than they have been in for years. And one group in particular has forced us to put these, what do you want to call them? The attack levels out there, right? Where did that come from? It didn't come from Christians going nuts. It didn't come from Buddhists that lost their minds. This isn't a bunch of Germans that decided they wanted to start World War III, or the Japanese that want to maybe bomb another harbor. So, but this is none of that stuff. It's one group in particular, and it has nothing to do with necessarily wanting more land. You either come to their side, their religious way of thinking, or you're done. I'm tired of you guys saying in the name of religion people have been killed, this is just another cycle. No, we're a little more enlightened now. I don't know any Christians who want to go out and wipe out whole groups because they won't accept Christ. I don't know any. And if you find a group like that, they're not Christian. They're not part of my tribe. Anyway, I'll put it that way. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Next hour, we've got Dr. Karen Sigmund coming up. She's president of American Freedom Alliance. We're going to talk about the event she had the night honoring David Horowitz. We'll be right back.